Dear Millie, you're going back to your home, really home. I would like to convey my message to my brothers and sisters over there. Tell them that God power, master power is always with the initiates. Once it takes over charge of any soul, that never leaves them until the end of the world. The work of a master is to just take the soul of the initiate to the lap of Satpurusha. And there the Satpurusha takes it to the absolute God by stages. They are fortunate to have had such master working over their head. The criterion of a master is that he should be able to give some personal experience to rise above body consciousness. That's the only outer criterion that you can have, you see. If one can give them some experience like that, I think he can also be considered to lead them further. That they are all on my mind. If they remember me, the reaction is there, I do remember them. But you see that it is first who each of us. Our love is only reciprocal. So I wish them to lead a very righteous life. Good thoughts, good words, and good deeds. These words of this life should be reflected in their actions. Not simply that they repeat it, simply think of them, but this, they should live up to what they say. So for that, they have been given regular self-introspection diaries, which they should maintain regularly, scrupulously. By that, they will be at least remembering the masters during the day, not then. Otherwise, generally it is that they don't keep the diaries, they will simply forget. So this is the one good of that, keeping a diary. And further, you see, when the master initiates someone, he resides with him. He watches all his actions, guides him further where it is needed. Especially those who turn their faces to him. Even if they forget, he does not forget them. So I remind to go to Europe, but for some reason or other I would not go. So when this program is fixed up, there's hope, God willing, to see them personally. One thing they might be told, one and all, that this corporation business was only for management only. Spirituality cannot be corporate. No corporation for spirituality. Spirituality, they are direct under me for that purpose. Those who are in charge over there, including one and all, they are simply there to see the management, you see, when that goes on audit. And in rules and regulations that have been already made, whereas some are under the impression that it is only worldly corporation, not the East. at the time of our master, at the time there were very few initiates, maybe some hundreds. Now there are thousands all over the world. Naturally, even there is one group working, there is no need of any corporation, no Google or anything. You fully know that about 71 groups, centers are working over there in the United States, East, West, and South,
in Canada,
South. After in a proper way. Those were under the impression that this corporation is bent only for one. All ours, they are senior brothers. You see? No. I mean, no control. I know, like multi other corporations, then there's only to see that the things go on quite amicably and other things. I've already written to them, you see, if there are any rules and regulations which appear to be very not workable and hard. So I told them to just lay it together and simplify them to the best they can, so that there may be no difficulty in following them. I'm not after any hard and fast truths, you see. Simply all should be able to sit together at one place. Others who are not coming, they should be induced to come behind them. And if there's any inclination, supply or anything, you say, circulars, books, etc. That is only for convenience sake. If I have to convey something to all the brothers or sisters there, naturally I'll have to send not to each and every one, you see. I have to send to somebody for conveying to the members attending the satsang. And those who are not in satsang, attending the satsang, those should be conveyed to them through correspondence by personal visits. So this corporation only meant for that. You see, there's a fruit, and to save the kernel, we need some casing. Your nature provides for that, you see. If the casing is not there, fruit is spoiled. The inauspicious work remains only safe if they are conducted with little casing. Casing is required only when we have to keep that original thing in quite in the natural state. If it is no casing, then the fruit is spoiled in a day. They refer to my master that at the time he said there's no corporation required. Well, at the time there were only few initiates. There was no need. If a small group is going on its foray, when it is expanding, actually so many centers all over the United States, everywhere, then they must have some casing to see it goes on all right. So if there's any complaint, like non-supply of books, etc. I've already suggested that the books will be printed in India and supplied. Any number they would require. So naturally they have to work in a business way, I tell you. When there are corporations, we have to abide by certain rules. For instance, I have got a hair corporation, you see. Here, I have to submit all accounts to government. They are audited. So naturally we have to keep accounts. There's no ground about calling for, say, for instance, how many books have been sold, you see, and what is the income and how that is managed. That is but natural, you see. That's only for management's sake. So I tell them clearly that I love them from the very core of my heart. How can mother or father forget his children? Can he? Never. Children might forget, might go astray, but father and mother cannot forget the children. Even the lost child is accepted, you see. So I love for them all. One thing especially which I would like to convey that on spiritual health depends the life of mind and body both. We dwell physically, intellectually. With all that, we are not happy. We can't be happy. We should give food to the body, physical body. We are physically strong. We have given food to the intellect. But what food we have given bread of life to the soul? Soul is conscious entity. The bread of life or the water of life can only be a conscious thing, and that is God. Real God. God is a very controlling power, keeping us in the body. So we have to contact Him. I may give you one instance in the parables. Sometimes you see Master gives talk straight. Sometimes they give two parables. They are more effective sometimes. So with the Hindu there's a parable that one Parvati. Parvati was residing at the top of a hill. And there Shiva, her husband, was also there. So somehow or other she forgot him. So some people asked him, "Well, what are you after?" She said, "I'll marry my husband only. And even it might take aeons of years, I don't mind. I must meet him. That's the only soul is of my heart." So this is a parable to show. What does it mean? The word Parvati means, Parvati is living on the mountain. The one living on the mountain. And what is that? That is our own self, soul. It is a mountain, body is a mountain. The seat of the soul is at the back of the eye. And there is controlling power, the very true husband of all souls, waiting for her. So, soul cannot find rest unless finds the old soul. Ever since it has been sent down to the world, it has not gone back to him. Otherwise, we would have been in another state of affairs. He says, "I will try at most for years and years, hundreds of years, and won't rest until I find him." Follow? So our souls are of the same essence as that of God ever since it has been sent to the world. It has not gone back so far. So soul cannot find rest unless it meets the old soul God. So these are parables to show. So we are all embodied souls, all regions concern our bodies. So social and political concerns our bodies only. And soul is concerned with God only. So we may remain in any society, in any religion, out of forms of rituals or anything we can follow. But unless that soul, which has now been identified with the body, it has so much so that it has forgotten itself. So unless that is analyzed, withdrawn from the body and comes to the seat of the soul at the back of the eye, unless she gets some self-awareness or self-knowledge, she cannot know the over-self, God-knowledge. So self-knowledge precedes God-knowledge. All masters who came in the past, they've been giving out the first thing that we should know ourselves. We are conscious beings, not physical bodies. We are wearing out these bodies only. history. So all these outer religions, there are schools in which we are joined to know ourselves and to know God. We have been never without Him. He had all along been with us. We were living in Him, just like fish lived in the water. Water is never away from the fish. The very life of the fish is water. So our very life is God, the controlling power which keeps us in the body. So unless we know ourselves, you may remain in any religion you like, because religions have only concern with the outer. It is a teaching only, I would say. We have to dip into it, you see, to just taste the kernel within. For that, we can do the only way is this, the one in whom God is manifested. God resides in every heart, but it is not, God is not manifested in every man's body. Where it is manifested, the same God resides in us too. But as we are identified with the body, we cannot have gifts of Him unless we rise above body consciousness. The one who is in whom the God is manifested, the God in Him, he has the competency to just, with our souls, the outer expression of which is attention, called Surt, that is withdrawn from outside first. Body is the temple of God in which we are to enter first. We live in this very body. We live in the body, and who we want is also living in the body. That is controlling power keeping in the body. So the one who has got that control over his attention, he is self-centered. The whole body machinery works at his beck and call. Such a person when he meets, he has the competence, he has the power in him. The little thought of him will enable us to withdraw from outside, enter the physical body, and then raise us into the beyond. That power is called Master Power. That power is also within us. Just as the rays of the sun don't burn us, if you pass it through some convex lens, anything put on the other side will be aflamed, burn, begin to burn. That very power is within us too. But our thought, our attention is just identified with the body and outside things. If we withdraw that, come to our own seat in the soul of the body. So that is great power, you see. If it has become the mouthpiece of the ocean, then what can it not do? God, with one word of His, created the whole world. And our soul is of the same essence. If God can create the whole universe with one word of His, we are of the same essence as that of God. We have also great power. But that is power is frittered away by going with outside things, identified with yourself. So, with the grace of God, tell them they have been put on the way. Some experience is given to them at the time of initiation. They have to develop a regular practice. And with due regard to how they pass their days, by self-introspection. The parable goes, as said by Christ, you see, seed was sown by the into the fields. Some seeds fell on the road, some fell there on the in the hedges, thorny hedges, some fell on the rocks, and some seeds fell in the quite clear land, you see, which is diversity of all foreign matter. So, the seed which has fallen on the open ground or the road, this is eaten away by the sparrows and cows. The seed that is thrown on the rocks, they grow, but they were no, I mean, what you say, some ground underneath, they'll burn away, fade away. And some are, which are fed in the thorny hedges, naturally they will grow and they cannot fully grow. They are retarded. Any seed which has fallen in the quite prepared land, that will grow abundantly. See, you put in one seed of anything, that will give hundreds of seeds like that. You just put in one mango on the ground, that will give a tree, it will give you hundreds of mangoes. So there is abundance in nature. This parable shows what? The seed is the contact, the light and sound principle, which is the expression of word and nama, the heart of the initiates. Don't simply take it. Negative powers use it up. They never put in time for that. You fed by satsangs. Those who are not watered by satsangs, you see, naturally they leave away. They also don't go. They come for a few days and leave it. So that is why I tell the people, leave hundreds of urgent ones to attend the satsangs. And those which are just fell in the thorny hedges, they won't grow, they are encumbered by the thorns and other hedges. Those are just like who have got too many irons in the fire. They have no time to attend to these things. They say they have no time. Such people also don't grow. Only such a seed which has fallen in the quite prepared land, you see, that grows and gives abundance, in abundance fruit. So you find, you see, this diary purpose, which I mean, always enjoin, it will weed out all imperfections from the soil of the heart. Those who keep it regularly and put in time regularly, naturally they progress. If they are not progressing, there is something wrong somewhere, as I explained to you by referring to the parable given by Christ. So they are all dear to the Master, I tell you. Those who have got the seed, that seed cannot be burnt away. That must grow. When, if you are not putting time any in this physical life, man body, naturally you will have to come back, but he won't come back below the man body. That's the only concession they can have. Why not now do it and finalize the thing? You come into contact with the light and sound principle within. We are intoxicated with that. That is more, I mean, misgiving. And you get more enchantment and bliss inside. Naturally, you are withdrawn from the outside thing. So such a soul can never return. And that is kept in the beyond, and they have to progress there. But it takes longer time than when you are in the physical world. So it is always better to dwell here. The more you can, the most you can, so that you can straight up go to that very high plane to which you have dwelt here. So tell them all, you see, I wish them to progress. So they have got the grace of God by first and experience at the time of initiation. So if there anything goes wrong, it is due to either of these things, as I explained. So I wish them to be amidst them, God willing, sooner or later. And wish them also to be here with us. These people are here sitting, they have great love for them. They are brothers and sisters out there. And this is such a relation, worldly relations, and with the physical body. So those who are initiated by a competent master, their relation is permanent. Never ends at the time of death. They meet even after that. I will ask you to say, when crossing a river, those who have just crossed the river first, then wait there on the other side, and the others will follow them sooner or later. So those who have initiated, this is the true relation that we have been given by the Master, which never ends. So they are fortunate. So convey them my love, you see. No words can express love. Love cannot be expressed in words. Love of the mother can only be known by the child who is devoted. Even he is not turning his face to the mother, he is amazing, playing, etc. Even the mother cares. What for? She must be fed. So she takes the food and forcibly eats. Yes, why not eat it? She will not eat it just like giving away. My enjoining them, well, put in more time, please. Dwell physically, intellectually, but that is not sufficient. You must help spiritually. For that, always enjoy, care more for the child. So convey to them my love, you see, to one and all are dear to me, those who are placed to carry on the work, they are also dear to me, but no less the others are not less dear than them, you see. Well, I told you, this corporation, tell them again, I think that has created some misunderstanding over there with few people, that it is only for management only. No physical control or power to be exercised over them. They direct under me. Once I went to Germany, you see, there were some initiates who complained to me that their representatives would not permit to talk to me direct. They were crying like anything. So I went and told them, well, look here, you're with me. You're under me. Representatives are there. Only to help you. You see, even those speaking, you see, televisions from thousands of miles. Well, God power is pervading everywhere, you see. It's a very controlling power within this body, keeping us in the body. But tell them, a child cannot, I think, imagine how much love the mother has for the child. Can he ever? I don't think. So, even if they come to know, perhaps they're dolls intoxicated. So tell them, convey my love to them, you are going, that they are all dear to me, they must live up to what they have been told from time to time, and I'm sending them messages now and then only to live up to them. Our teachings should reflect in our actions. We must be humble, sweet, The sweet ones don't cause anything. Everything we're all able in the field of the master, then where's the ego? It little ego enters sometimes and that spoils the show. All this little grumbling sometimes is the cause of that. Love and all things shall be added unto you. What way am I now? To the best, I think no words can express. Only they should turn their face this side and I hope they'll have addition to. You have been here, so dear to us. But as men had to go after home, you go home with all my love and blessings, you see. Convey my love to your dear husband as well. He's so good. So, whoever sent us on, all of us were working there, and to Kanda especially, he was there with his family. And all of us, Amol is there, and so many, the one who accompanied him to, what is it? And so many, all of us, those who have not mentioned even, all convey my love to them, all that I do remember them, and simply they should live up to what they are told to them, and they will progress, sure and certain.